Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates.
Well, Singaporeans are defying the current economic downturn, expressing strong home buying sentiment even amid rising prices here.
In fact, while 90% of Singaporeans find property prices high, more consider themselves able to afford a property in their current prices and income.
But that's not all. A Property Guru consumer sentiment study has also revealed that 82% of Singaporeans are willing to consider paying more for a sustainable home. Are you one of them?
Maybe. And, you know, while this is encouraging, Tim, to see Singaporeans embrace more eco-conscious options, is there really an appetite for green homes and sustainable living in Singapore?
Well, we'll find out. Vivek Kumar, Vice President of Products at Property Guru, is joining us now on the phone line to shed more light in this study. Vivek, thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Timothy and Rachel. Hope you've had a good day so far.
So far, so good. And it's going to get even better because you're going to tell us all about sustainable homes in Singapore. So talk us through the key findings from this latest consumer sentiment survey for the second half of this year. What did you find about Singaporeans' attitudes when it comes to green living?
Sure. And Timothy, as you just mentioned, Property Guru's consumer study revealed that not only 82% were willing to pay more for an environmentally sustainable home. What was interesting is 80% of them said that they would vote for the need to preserve the forested areas from urban development, despite knowing the fact that the city has limited availability or limited land space. Now, earlier this July, there were plans to use land from Dorworth Forest Public Housing, which were then revised to balance both housing and preserving nature. So finally, what happened was in the eastern half of the Dover Forest will be available for housing in 2022, while the western half will be preserved for nature. What was also interesting is 4 in 5 were willing to, pay more for eco-sustainable homes. Almost half of them said they would want to live in the HDB Green Town plan that's coming up as well.
Okay, well, what's interesting about this, Vivek, is that from your survey, they want to preserve forested land, but in Singapore, we have, not a lot of land to go around. So are they willing to really pay more to have sustainable homes or homes built better and more environmentally friendly?
It is interesting indeed. So if you trace back, and I think we are fortunate to be in one of those countries, there is a census by the government that happens every 4 years. The last one was done in 2019, which is about climate change public perception. And you would see that 95% of them voted saying that they have read or heard about the term global warming and climate change. And this magnitude of awareness is not something that you see regularly across most of the countries. Similarly, 95% of them voted saying that they will support any movements towards lower carbon footprint. And so when they asked them, why is it that you would do so, the common consensus was preserving a livable world for future generations. We are talking about Singaporeans who are much more aware and deliberate as we're having a positive momentum towards the climate change activities.
So talk to us about some of the top sustainable features that homeowners are looking at. And I'm curious, when we're looking at those features, how could these possibly contribute to the value of such properties? You mentioned that 82% are willing to spend more on sustainable homes.
Great question. The top three sustainable features that came out of Property Guru's sentiment study were smart cooling systems, high insulation windows and doors, and also solar panels. And if you see, these features are in great collaboration with what government is also planning for HDB around the Green Plan 2030, where similar features such as LED, rainwater harvesting, And solar panels are there. And one nice touch, I think, is the HDB Green Plan is there is a green garden that's planned to be on the top as well, which I think is a nice touch. So overall, these were the features that were voted by the consumers. But if you look at a separate study, the studies in the past have shown that buyers are willing to pay on average of 3% more to live in a greener neighborhood. And so the presence of more greenery essentially lowers the surface temperature and possibly reduced need for cooling and stuff, but also just much more healthier living overall. And not only that, you've also seen that in the past studies, it was revealed that if you're living near a public transport in the vicinity, let's say around 400 meters, 500 meters, that also contributes to your house pricing.
All right, Vivek, what about perhaps give some tips to all of us if we're looking for a greener home or trying to improve our home environments for that matter?
That's a good point, because we were talking about greenwashing, weren't we, Tim, recently?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know a home is actually a sustainable home and it's not just a greenwashed home? What are the tips you've got for homeowners? What should they look for?
Oh, my favorite question. So one of the tips that I would suggest is just, you know, if you just Google out saying that what are the fun facts in terms of making a house greener, you would get a load of tips, and like 25 or 30 of them. And most of these are actually very small and actionable ones. For instance, you know, your line drying, the old age method of just drying clothes is still much more effective, much more green friendly and clothes friendly as well. But let's start with the basics here. The light emitting diodes, which is your LEDs, while it costs much more expensive than the bulbs, are going to conserve 75% less energy and possibly last way longer, like 25x longer than a normal bulb. And also, I was recently reading up somewhere, which was about these new age smart refrigerators that are there in the town are going to consume as much energy like that of your light bulb. So there are a lot of these new tips and tactics, and there are things like compost. There's a whole bunch of things that we can do within our homes to make it much more greener and livable. But that's a great question on greenwashing. So while there is still this part is evolving, as I see across, one such app that we use within Property Guru, and we encourage employees within Property Guru to use, and I would want everyone else to try out, is this app called Capture, which is a Singapore-based app, which you can go out and see that how much carbon footprint are you actually using with a lot of your work in a day-to-day life. This is still evolving as you would go in the next 6 to 9 months. I hope to see much more concrete data, much more than greenwashing out there. But Capture is a great place to start.
Thank you, Vivek. Well, Vivek, it's been wonderful speaking with you this afternoon, and thanks for sharing all of those tips and insights into green homes here in Singapore.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Vivek Kumar, Vice President of Products at Property Guru Group. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.